Governor Jay Inslee is in New Hampshire today, testing the waters for a potential run for president in 2020. KNKX's Austin Jenkins is covering Inslee's visit, and he joins us now live from the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester. Austin, first, why is this a stop for the governor during his trip to New Hampshire?
Well, this is a kind of a must stop, Kirsten, this New Hampshire Institute of Politics. I'm sitting in the ballroom here, and all of the walls are adorned with candidates who have stumped in Manchester over the many decades. The hallways are lined. This is a must stop for candidates who are pondering or actively pursuing a presidential candidacy.
Let's have you set the scene a bit. What have you seen this morning?
Well, the governor arrived at about 8:30 this morning. He spoke to a group of students mostly from the School of Politics here, about 40 students around round tables. He gave a long talk, about 45 minutes, about climate change, setting up the problem sort of as he sees it, and then saying that he really believes that the country is at a tipping point, that the world is at a tipping point on this issue, and that it can be a jobs and opportunity, the solution can lead to jobs and opportunity. Here's how he closed his talk.
For all the things you do, no matter how long you live, if you look back today and think, this is how I started on my mission to defeat climate change, you're going to feel really good about yourself, because there's really nothing better we can do for our society right now. So I want to thank you very much. Looking forward for your easy questions and general criticism. So thank you very much.
So, Kirsten, really, they're a kind of call to action to the students. What's interesting, he spent a lot of time talking about climate change, not a lot of time talking about running or potentially running for president.
Well, that seems to be his main issue, though, that if he does make a run, he's going to be campaigning on climate change kind of as his number one issue, right?
Absolutely. That is his signature issue. It has been for decades. He clearly thinks that this is an issue that could distinguish him from a very crowded Democratic field. It was interesting talking with students after this speech. Many of them didn't know beforehand who he is. They'd done a little homework before. Some were struggling to pronounce his last name. But I spoke to a couple of students, Ailish Husband and Brendan Flaherty, afterwards. Here's what they both said, sort of different takes on Jay Inslee.
I think he could, yeah. I would definitely consider voting for him if he did run, because you can tell that he knows so much about the issue, and he's already taken action to help combat climate change, and he wants to take even more.
Given the breadth of the field that's running, and, you know, you're thinking Biden might run, Kamala Harris is in, Warren's in, you know, you got a very diverse field, you have a wide field. I don't see him getting very far. This might be he might be a one-trick pony.
So one student there saying she could support him, and she's really passionate about the climate change issue. Another saying the reality looks like a pretty tough road ahead. I will say that I think the governor's counting on climate change being an issue that really resonates with young people, even though he is one of the older candidates.
It is so interesting to hear those reactions. You had a story on our air yesterday that focused on the need for Inslee to make an impression on a national audience and stand apart from the rest of the candidates who've already announced, as he mentioned, that one of those students mentioned, some of the folks who are already running, someone who might run, Joe Biden. So it's interesting to see how he is received. I mean, you get one person saying, I could see him being my candidate, and the other person saying, yeah, maybe a one-trick pony. So it'll be interesting to see the reaction as Inslee moves along. He's going to be making some other trips as well, right?
He will be. He's going up to Dartmouth College this afternoon to also talk about climate change with students. He had been scheduled to attend a fundraiser last night for the League of Conservation Voters here and also go to a beer and podcast event. He missed both of those because his flight out of Newark up to Manchester was canceled, and he and his team had to actually drive up last night. I will tell you, Kirsten, there was kind of a funny moment as he was walking into the room where he gave his talk this morning here at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. He stopped and paused at a big and large photograph of Jimmy Carter campaigning in a New Hampshire cafe back in the 1970s. He was told by the executive director here, Jimmy Carter had 2% name ID, ended up winning the New Hampshire primary with 26%. And the governor, Inslee, said, huh, think about that. A governor with no name ID ends up president of the United States. I wonder how that could happen. But yeah, if he wants to really compete here, he's going to have to spend a lot of time here, as well as in those other early primary states, hire staff, really try to start getting key endorsements. It's a big hill to climb.
All right, Austin, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Thanks so much.
It will. Thank you.
KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live from New Hampshire this morning, where Governor Jay Inslee is speaking. Austin joins us live every Tuesday morning at this time here on 88.5.